Welcome to the Get to the Point podcast, a podcast for busy women who want to have real conversations about fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle, but without rambling or wasting time. Let's get to the point. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Get to the Point podcast. It's your host, Leslie Ann, and I am sorry. It's been a really long time since I did a podcast episode, and you probably thought either I died or I decided to stop doing my podcast because it's been so long. Neither of those things are true. I'm still here, I'm still alive, and I still want to do a podcast. I just had a really crazy summer, to be honest. It was just a lot of unexpected things that life threw at me, and I was also running back-to-back fat loss lifestyle school programs pretty much since May. So it's been full on with business and life and clients. And at one point, my hard drive crashed. I lost my MacBook and had to buy a new one. So yeah, I went a little bit dark. I went a little bit quiet. And I apologize for that. But I'm back. Summer's almost over. New season. And with that, I think, you know, season two of the podcast. So the first episode is really inspired by you guys. It is inspired by a conversation that was happening last week over on Instagram. After one night, I decided to do a little baking and posted a photo of what I made. It was chocolate zucchini bread. Highly recommend. Great recipe. I used a recipe from a website that I've used for years, alanaspantry.com. Alana with an E, E-L-A-N-A. Yeah, she's amazing. I love her recipes, and she does a lot of work for people who have food sensitivities. So if you like gluten-free or dairy-free or low-carb baking or anything like that, she's your girl. But when I posted this photo in my Instagram stories, I immediately was bombarded with DMs and questions about, like, is that your treat meal? And is it really a treat meal if it's low in carbs? And what are you doing with the rest of it? Are you going to eat it all, or are you just going to eat one piece? You know, how do we handle foods like that in a fat loss lifestyle? So I kind of got the message really quick that this is something that we should definitely do a podcast episode on. So here we are. We are going to talk about how treats fit into a fat loss lifestyle. So first of all, before we kind of go deeper on this topic, I think we need to lay a little groundwork, and let's just all agree and understand on one thing, that food is not good or bad. Treats are not good or bad. All food is just information. And certain foods that you eat are going to make you feel good. Certain foods that you eat are going to make you feel not good. All right. Certain foods are better choices for fat loss, and certain ones aren't. So it's not a matter of foods that you can have or can't have. I prefer to think of it more in a sliding scale. Like, what things should I be eating more of? What should I be focusing on adding? And what things should I eat less of? What should I minimize? What things should I just, you know, kind of move into the sometimes category? Because I think human nature is, the minute someone tells you that something is off limits and you can't have anything ever again, that is the only thing you're thinking about. And that thing becomes very powerful and becomes an obsession, and you can't stop thinking about it. An exception here would be, of course, if you have a food allergy or you're doing an elimination diet for health reasons. In those cases, yes, you absolutely would need to strictly avoid certain foods because of what they contain and the impact they have on your body. But that's not what I'm talking about here. This is just for fat loss, for body composition change, to lose body fat, to maintain and build lean muscle, which is what we do in Fat Loss Lifestyle School. And if you've been through the program, you know that we are believers in treats. We have a weekly treat meal for a couple different reasons. The first one being that we want this program to be sustainable for life. And it's not realistic to tell people they have to stay at home and cook all their meals from scratch and they can't eat sugar anymore. And, you know, oh, sorry, you can't, you know, have a piece of cake and a glass of champagne at the wedding you're going to this weekend. You're living a fat loss lifestyle, so suck it up. Like, that's horrible. So, I just started twitching just saying that. I think having that flexibility with a weekly treat meal, a meal every week where you can just have whatever you want, it makes this so much more livable and doable. And you don't have to be that person going to events on the weekend who, you know, I can't have that, I'm on a diet. No, if you're having, you know, brunch with your girlfriends or date night with your spouse, or you want to take your kids out and do something special, or you're on vacation or you're traveling, you always have that flexibility to have one meal a week where you just enjoy just have some good food and enjoy, okay? So that's part of our lifestyle, and that's a huge part of our lifestyle. It's just as important as all the protein and vegetables and healthy fats and complex carbs and water and all that other stuff that we're doing 80, 90% of the time, okay? Gotta have both for this to be something that you want to do long term. We also include a treat meal because when you are in a calorie deficit like you are for fat loss, if you stay there for too long, what you will find is that your body starts pushing back against you. And after, you know, a week or so in a calorie deficit, you start to get really freaking hungry. The foods, the same things you were eating last week, you're eating them now and you're like, okay, why am I still hungry? I'm about to chew my arm off, but I ate this exact same thing last week and I was fine. And then like the sugar cravings come back loud and frequent. Like you are just like thinking about it all the time. All the food you like really, really, really want to eat. And then your motivation to go to the gym starts to decline and you don't really want to get up and go do your cardio or go lift weights. You're like, no, I think I just want to Netflix and chill. That's what happens when you diet for too long. So we want to avoid that. And that is why we do that strategic treat meal every week to give you a little bump in calories, especially carbs, to keep you out of that metabolic compensation that happens when you're in a calorie deficit for too long. But because you're in a deficit for the rest of those days, and not a huge one, it's pretty conservative, you're just going to feel much better and you're not going to be constantly dealing with hunger and cravings and bad moods and not being able to sleep and not feeling like working out. All that goes away when you strategically add that treat meal each week, okay? So that's what we do in Fat Loss Lifestyle School. You know that if you've done it. If you haven't, you can go to fatlosslifestyleschool.com and find out when the next one is happening. But within that treat meal, within, you know, this category of treat foods, which isn't just desserts, by the way, it's like all the yummy things. It can be absolutely cupcakes and ice cream and donuts, but it could also just be pizza and potato chips and cheeseburgers. Maybe that's your thing, right? Not the sweet stuff, but the salty, fatty stuff. All these treat foods. So how do you fit these into a fat loss lifestyle? Well, I think there are a couple ways you can do it. When it comes to a weekly treat meal, we have people in both categories that, you know, that I've worked with over the years. There are some women who really just prefer to have the real thing. So they want pizza, they're going out for pizza. And then there are other women who want pizza and decide, I'm going to make my own because I want to, and I think it's fun and I think it tastes better. And I like to have more quality over the ingredients that I choose. So I'm going to make my own crust. I'm going to make my own sauce. Maybe I'll put my own toppings on here that I can't really find at the local pizzeria. And that's how I'm going to do pizza. And guess what? Both of these approaches are totally fine. It depends on you. And you kind of have to practice both and see which one satisfies you more, because that's the goal, right? We're trying to not rely on willpower to stay on our fat loss lifestyle, nutrition. I hate the word plan, but let's say plan. Okay. To stay on track with what we're supposed to be eating. You know, we're going to do that weekly treat meal, but how you do it is up to you. What matters is that you do it and that you, you know, address those cravings and address those moments in life where you're like, I just want to go out and have a good meal. I just want to go out with my girlfriends and go to brunch. And if I want pancakes, I'm having some pancakes with a mimosa. Thank you very much. Or like you have Friday night date night with your spouse and that's your tradition. Okay, there's your treat meal. Do it then. You know, it just gives you that livability that being on a strict plan 7 days a week at every meal, it just doesn't allow. All right. So let's talk about with these two approaches, like the people who are real deal and the people who are DIY. I just made that up. These are our two camps of people, real deal and DIY. Our real deal folks, let's talk about some pros and cons to doing it that way, to going out and having the real thing that you are craving for your weekly treat meal. Yeah, it's probably going to be more satisfying. And you'll probably, some of you, eat less because you're going out and having exactly what you want. You're having a craving for pizza, so you are going to that brick oven pizzeria in your town that everyone knows is the best, and you're getting exactly what you want, and you're having it, having a glass of wine, having a really fun meal with your friends and your family, and you're like, oh, that was good. I needed that. That was exactly what I wanted. Yum. And then you move on. All right. That's also a really powerful way, again, to diffuse that willpower bomb. Right? We're not, you know, letting the craving for pizza build up till it's so so insanely big that when you do finally have pizza, you eat the whole thing. And then you feel terrible for probably a couple days if you eat a whole pizza, let's be honest. It takes a while for your body to process all that. So those are some pros to having the real thing. Some cons? Well, if you are eating a fat loss diet, if you are eating mostly real whole nutrient dense foods, you go out and you have pizza from the local pizzeria and it's, you know, there's white flour in the crust. There is, you know, tomato sauce and there's lots of fat and dairy in the cheese. And then there's all these like fatty meats on top. So you're kind of building this like perfect storm of high calories, high fat, high starch, and also some sodium. And then, oh, maybe you have some alcohol on the side. And when you put those things together and have them at once and you're not used to that, it really does a number on your body. We call it like a food hangover. You wake up in the morning feeling like you got hit by a truck. It really does not feel good. You might look down and be like, oh, my hands are swollen. Like my rings are tight. My face looks puffy. My clothes are a little tight through the midsection. I feel just kind of puffy and bloated and gross. Yeah. You know, it's not because the pizza was bad. It's just because that's what those foods do in your body for you. And because you've kind of weeded those things out, now you reintroduce them and they have an effect. So you're going to feel it. All right. That's one of the cons of doing the real deal. It also, depending on you, and this does happen for some people, as soon as they get that taste of that really indulgent, highly palatable food, it makes them want more. And we call these trigger foods, foods that, you know, based on your individual sensitivities and preferences and kind of your own, you know, psychology and what goes on in your head and your body, there are just some foods that you're like, whoa, I get one taste of that and like, it's over, it's game over. One of those foods for me is granola. I don't know why. Put granola in front of me and I will eat the whole bag. I don't even really enjoy it. It's like hand, mouth, granola in my mouth until it's gone. I'm sure everyone has foods like that. So I'm not going to go have granola for my treat meal because, I don't even really enjoy it. And when I do have some, it makes me want way more than I could ever possibly need. So that's one of the cons of doing the real deal. You might kind of trip into some foods that for whatever reason, just make your brain go crazy and you just can't, like, you can't cut it off, all right? The other thing too is these foods are, they're just higher in calories. You're having the real thing. They are fully loaded, especially if you're having them like at a restaurant. The restaurant's job is to make you enjoy it and want to buy it again. So it's full tilt, full fat, full salt, full sugar, full everything. And with that comes a very large calorie punch. So yeah, we do want to bring you out of a calorie deficit at your treat meal, but you know, depending on what you're doing for your treat meal, you might be looking at a significant amount of calories and understand that with that, you might see the number on the scale tick back up for a couple of days. In addition to the bloating that comes with it. There's water retention. You had a lot of calories. It takes a couple of days for your body to kind of handle that and come back to baseline. So yes, you could absolutely go have a cheeseburger and fries. If that is your thing and that's what you want, and that's what you're going to do, go do it. Just know that with that choice comes some side effects. All right. And if they're worth it to you, go do the damn thing. All right. Let's talk about people in the DIY camp. Let's talk about the people who are creating a cheeseburger and they make their own cheeseburger. Maybe they, you know, just want to keep it at home, keep it cleaner, have more control over ingredients. This is a really popular choice for people with food allergies or for our clients who have kids with food allergies. A lot of times they prefer to just keep it at home. That way they have total control. You know, they know that their kid's not going to be exposed to peanuts or soy or dairy or gluten or whatever the allergy is. When you do it at home, you have much more control over the ingredients. And some people just do it out of preference, out of a just sheer joy of cooking and baking. That's honestly, that's why I baked the chocolate zucchini bread that I talked about at the beginning of this episode. I just love baking. I love cooking. Quite often we do go out and have, you know, brick oven pizza for our treat meal, but sometimes I stay home and make it here because I love to cook and bake. So that is a very valid reason for wanting to kind of DIY your treats, all right? You just enjoy it. You are going to have, you know, access to higher quality ingredients, and there are more restaurants and cafes and shops that are opening up here where I live that are offering better quality versions of these treat foods, but not everywhere. So sometimes, you know, doing it at home is a better call if this is more of a priority for you. You might, however, because it is a healthy version of what you really want, here's something crazy that happens. Humans, we think because it says paleo or because we put cauliflower in it, cauliflower in everything now, right? It's healthy and we can eat more. So this weird thing happens where we justify in our brains eating half a pan of paleo brownies because they're paleo. And when you do the math, you run the numbers, if you would have just had one real brownie from the bakery down the street, that would have come in at fewer calories than you eating half a pan of paleo brownies, right? And this is why so many people who have gone paleo or gluten-free or keto, you know, they stop seeing results because they start crowding out the good foods and the whole foods that are supposed to be the main part of their nutrition approach, their nutrition plan. And they start like, oh, well, I mean, I'm on team keto now and this recipe is keto. So I'm going to make this, I'm going to have this. And then there goes their calorie deficit, okay, out the window, because you're constantly eating these cleaned up treats that are, you know, labeled with whatever nutrition team that you're on. It doesn't matter. It's all the same here. It ends up making you eat more. So that's a con to doing it this way and to doing your own version of these treats, is that a lot of times it isn't as satisfying. And the fact that it does have that label, you trick yourself into eating more than you want to. Okay. So those are kind of the two ways that you can do a treat meal. You got to do what works for you. You got to maybe try both and see what works, see what happens, see what makes you happy and see what makes your body happy. And when you get those two things, there's your answer. All right. So what about when you are just, you know, rocking through life and suddenly get a craving for something sweet, or, you know, like me last night or last week when I decided to bake chocolate zucchini bread. What was that about? Was that a treat meal? No, it wasn't. I wanted to bake. I was craving some chocolate. I sat with it for a few minutes and I was like, all right, am I doing this out of boredom? No. Am I doing this because I, you know, am dealing with stress or some other emotion right now and I just don't want to deal with it. I just want to eat something. No, I just want some chocolate and I just want to bake and I haven't done it in a while. So I'm going to go do it. When you run into treats or you run into little cravings that pop into your brain, like, I really want a cookie. Here are some questions that we recommend when we go into this in Fat Loss Lifestyle School. We talk about, like, what do we call it? The three I's. I had to think about that for a second. We call it the three I's, where you identify what you really want. And I mean specific, okay? If you're like, I'm craving sugar. Okay, well, what do you want? Do you want a brownie? Do you want a cookie? Do you want ice cream? Then you identify the best place. I'm sorry, you investigate the best possible place to get that. Where is it? Is it the coffee shop down the street, or is it you baking it yourself? Or maybe you just don't even have access to it right now. Like, where do you get the best possible version of that thing? Right? So first we identify exactly what we want. We investigate where to find the best version of it. And then number three, if you decide that it is worth it and you really want this thing, you're a grown-ass woman. Just indulge in it and move on. Have the cookie and move on. You don't need to go do extra cardio. You don't need to beat yourself up or feel like a failure or any of that crap. You just had a cookie and it was probably a couple hundred calories. What's going to make the situation worse is you feeling like, oh, I've screwed up now. I broke my diet. I ate some sugar. I might as well eat four of these. And then you've taken a situation where, you know, big deal. You had a couple extra hundred calories from a cookie. Okay. Are you in a deficit that day? Probably not, but not a big deal. In the overall grand scheme of things, that cookie is like a drop in the bucket. What is worse is when you beat yourself up, throw in the towel, and decide to eat four of the cookies. And now you've eaten half a day's worth of calories in just cookies. And that makes you feel worse. And then you want to do more cardio, and that makes you have more cravings for the bad thing. And you just go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So when you decide to have a treat, I think run the three I's, identify, investigate, indulge, and be a grown up about it. All right. Stop getting all bent out of shape because you broke these rules that you put on yourself. We don't have rules like that in Fat Loss Lifestyle School because of the number that they do on people's brains. When we have all these like, thou shalt not, thou cannot have that. It just makes people crazy. And it's just stupid. So yeah, the rules are the ones that you make for yourself. And I know that that is scary to some of you listening right now. You would much prefer if this podcast episode was me just laying out rules. Tell me what I can and cannot have. Tell me exactly how many days a week I can have dessert. Tell me how many calories have to be in that dessert in order for it to be okay. How many grams of carbs? Whose recipes should I use? Do you have some secret fat loss brownie recipes that I can have, please? I don't. I really don't. You have to figure this out for yourself based on you. And over time, you will be amazed at how you change and how you transform and how your relationship with these treat foods improves as you slowly take away their power and take it back, okay? The more rules and focus and obsession you put on these foods, the more power you give them. So if this is an area where you're struggling, I think the first thing that's probably out of whack is the way you're thinking about food. That needs to change. And then you need to look at what you are eating. A lot of times when you are not eating enough, you are chronically under eating, you are over exercising, you are not dealing with the stress in your life, that manifests as cravings for sugar, salt, fat. Because when we eat these things, it is like Christmas and your birthday in Vegas at once, okay? It lights up the pleasure and reward centers in your brain. It kind of cements a pattern of when I eat these foods, I feel good. And human brains love that. Like they want to keep repeating that. And that's why you have to be so careful with how you, you know, handle these foods, why you can't eat them all the time. Because once you start priming your brain to have these foods and, you know, it gets that pleasure and reward hit, it just wants more. And when we just keep eating these highly palatable foods all the time and we don't balance it out with a lot of the good stuff, you're priming your body to just keep craving the wrong types of foods. So it's not a willpower thing. It is a change the way you eat thing. That is the issue. It's not the willpower. It's not that you just need to get more discipline and, you know, just like cheeseburgers less. It's not the problem. The problem is the way that you are eating overall is probably not working for you for some reason. And then it's being compounded by a mindset problem where you got all these crazy ideas and rules in your head about what foods you're allowed to eat, what foods you're not allowed to eat. And then when you do slip up and break your diet, it just makes it that much worse. Okay. So that is how we handle treats in a fat loss lifestyle. We take their power away by having them every week. And we give our clients total freedom to choose what they're going to have, whether they want to go out and have the real deal, whether they want to stay at home and make it themselves. If they are in a situation where I am on vacation for work and I'm in New York City and I'm right around the corner from the bakery that has the best bagels in the city, okay, run the three eyes. Is that what you really, really want? Is that the best place to get it? If it is, and you decide that it's worth it, have the damn thing and move on. Okay. So you have tools, you have things that you can use to navigate these situations that are not these little, you know, rule books and thou shalt nots, like 10 commandments of dieting. You don't need that. You need to start making your own rules and setting your own boundaries and doing this work and figuring out what it means for you. And that means learning to trust yourself and listen to, you know, what happens to your body when you eat certain foods. All right. Start making that connection and it will lead you in the right direction. Okay. If you have any questions or you want to talk more about this topic, find me on Instagram at Leslie Ann Quillen, LeslieAnnQuillen. Just thought I'd spell it for you. And you can also check me out on my website, fatlosslifestyleschool.com. I would love to hear from you. Which team are you on? Are you team real deal or are you team DIY when it comes to treat meals? Drop me a note and let me know what you think of this episode. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks so much for listening to another episode of the Get to the Point podcast. I'll see you soon.